WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. 12 Bryan School District students were shaken up but not injured when the school bus they were in was rear-ended yesterday afternoon. DPS reports the driver of a pickup was taken to a Bryan hospital. The collision was on Tabor Road and Farm Road, 2776 northeast of Bryan. Troopers were told the bus had its yellow lights on and moving forward after dropping kids off when the bus was struck. College Station Police has made an arrest of three armed robberies that all took place in a 30-minute span Tuesday night. 30-year-old Stacy Lynn Bradshaw of College Station is accused of taking a car and a phone from one person, a wallet from a second, and demanding the wallet from a third person who did not have one. Bradshaw, who, according to online jail records, was arrested for the 25th time in 14 years, was also held for criminal trespassing and several warrants from the sheriff's office. Bradshaw was taken into custody following a standoff with members of the SWAT and hostage negotiation teams. After receiving hospital treatment of unrelated medical issues, she was taken to the Brazos County Jail. 11 months before the City Council of College Station starts assessing roadway impact fees to those building and buying new homes, the City Council brought back the issue at its last meeting.
Dominating the discussion was Councilman James Benham, who voted against the fee last November.
Remember this. When people tell you they can't afford to live here or they have to move to Franklin or Hearn or Caldwell or Calvert, because that's where a lot of people have been moving to because they can't afford to live here anymore.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick said the same arguments being made now against impact fees are the same as when the council considered them in 2011 as a way to help pay for adding streets and other infrastructure.
And we know then we would have been $14 million ahead by 2016, had we done that.
Councilman Barry Moore was among those saying the housing market will respond negatively to College Station's impact fees.
But I at least think we should take a look at that response before we go ahead and cut off a source of income that, while it's by no means something that I am in favor of, I understand there's absolute need for it.
College Station has identified $207 million of street needs in the next 10 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two state senators from the Brazos Valley have been named committee chairs. Charles Schwartner of Georgetown, whose district includes Brazos, Robertson, Grimes, Madison, and Leon counties, will continue chairing the Health and Human Services Committee. And Lois Colcourse of Brenham, whose district includes Washington and Burleson counties, will chair the Administration Committee. That is the only assignment that Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick changed from 2 years ago. Also from Austin, House Speaker Joe Strauss is using humor to downplay the shadow the transgender bathroom bill has cast over the early days of the legislature.
I believe this measure is frivolous, unnecessary.
Strauss even led with a joke when talking to opponents of the bathroom bill in the business community.
I'm talking about the proposal to make the cannon the official gun of the state of Texas. But on a more serious note, there is another bill.
Rice University Political Science Chair Mark Jones believes the speaker has a game plan for how to best handle the bathroom bill upon arrival from the Senate.
He'll send the bill to the place where many bills go to die in the Strauss House, and that's Byron Cook's State Affairs Committee.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
State Representative Donna Dukes of Austin has pleaded not guilty to 13 counts of tampering with government records and 2 misdemeanor counts of abuse of official capacity.
I will focus my time and my energy on the people of District 46 and their issues and concerns in the Texas House of Representatives during the 85th legislature.
Dukes is accused of having her state employees do her personal errands and raising money for an East Austin nonprofit. Her court date is set for March. And a decision by the Texas Supreme Court's administration office is opposed by the Brazos County Commission.
Paid a lot of money to get this e-filing and all in place. I'm talking about Brazos County did.
County Judge Dwayne Peters at this week's meeting said the state is preparing to charge for court records local attorneys are emailing to Austin. Brazos County District Court Clerk Mark Hamlin presented a resolution that was unanimously passed by the Commissioner's Court.
We feel like local control is important. The local government code specifically states that the custodian of record, the county clerk and district clerk, can engage in providing electronic access, but that's only with the commissioner's court's approval. And with this database that they're contemplating, it's going to bypass all of the counties.
Documents sent to the Supreme Court that county officials expect to be sold, according to the resolution, were originally supposed to be kept for no more than 30 days. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 52 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and full of local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
811 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Low pressure is located north of Lake Charles, Louisiana this morning. The system will be responsible for clouds and maybe a shower this morning. Also watch out for some patchy fog. As the storm moves away, we'll clear out later today, high 70 to 75. Clear skies tonight, 50 to 55. Partly sunny tomorrow with a chance for a late day shower. Warm tomorrow, 75 to 80. Looks like a Pacific storm will lead to showers on Saturday. Highs will be 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. And again, if you're headed down toward Houston, you know, if you can wait a little while, it might be better just because it's continuing to rain down there. They have a lot of pavement, you know, and it makes the water go faster and it pools up and it floods and they're low-lying streets and junk like that.
And bayous and all sorts of fun things.
But continuing, really all of Houston has got rain on it, and then it keeps going on up into East Texas. We, on the other hand, just kind of on the edge, and really just barely the edge. There's a little bit of rain in Bryan, and there's going to be a heavy shower that looks like it's passing through right now, but it's just a small cell. Most all of this stuff is down below the Texas and off the Texas coast, so got that. All right, so... Look, this beer and yoga thing, we are already hard on it in Bryan College Station.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Got a text and a phone call, too, about this. It's going on. It's a company. There's a company that's called Yoga and Hops.
Okay.
Okay, and so what they do is they do these classes, apparently, in lots of places. They did a presentation at a Houston Rockets game last week. But they go to Blackwater Draw downtown.
Oh, very cool.
And I think they're doing it once a month now, and they're going to go to twice a month in February. So, you know, if you want to
I do know of a yoga studio in downtown Bryan, and I know they've done, like, a wind-down yoga class where then, like, maybe at the end they have cocktails or something like that. But never like the beer in the middle of the class type of thing.
And there's no reason to postpone that gratification,
right?
I mean, if you are torturing yourself in that yoga thing, go ahead and knock one back or two or whatever.
Hey, man.
Yeah, just to put a countdown clock
that
in there. That's what I mean. They're called Yoga and Hops, and they're doing that.
I don't love
downtown.
Yoga, but you could get me there with that.
Well, again, I think that that certainly could make a difference. Okay, so. How many pieces of furniture have you ever bought from IKEA or IKEA?
Honestly, maybe one.
Okay.
I really haven't gone there that often.
I want to say, and because here's the story. The story is that eventually you grow out of buying stuff there.
Right.
Okay? As people age out, most of them quit buying that stuff, you know, unless they're from that part of the world and think that's neat. And I don't know. I want to say maybe I've bought... 3 or 4 pieces.
Okay.
But it was really for my kids' room.
I mean,
you know, it was furniture for my kids. But anyway, What they did is Earnest, which is a student loan startup, put together some data on when people age out of being in that IKEA shopping thing. And they found that it happens at about 34 years of age.
Okay.
Really?
Yep, per Popular Mechanics. Earnest data comes from tens of thousands of loan applications applicants who responded to their survey. The company compared the ages of people who turn first to IKEA for their furniture needs to those who go to Lowe's or Crate and Barrel.
Lowe's has furniture?
Yeah, they have some in some of their bigger stores. Crate and Barrel, be sure and take a lot of money with you, okay?
Yeah.
Take a lot of money. They're really, really proud of their stuff. Anyway, IKEA is the only store whose peak customer age is below 30. Mm. Peak customer age below 30, according to them, while people are in their 30s tend to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and, once again, bring a whole lot of money, Williams-Sonoma.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, really, just drag your little red wagon with all your money in there.
Like in Williams-Sonoma, I think of kitchen stuff.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's probably right, but and I'm not sure that it's all... See, I don't know, but there's stuff in Williams-Sonoma you probably do have to get a loan to take
right.
it to
no,
buy.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Contact
I guess
your
I'm just
bank account in Switzerland. Yeah,
but when I think furniture, I'm thinking Ashley.
Sure.
Or you know, we have several just kind of like locally owned Haverty's is that new one
yeah.
over there.
Right.
Places like that.
Well, now here's what they came up with. They took the peak customer age and then the percentage of peak age customers who shop at that store.
Okay.
If you're 24, then 35% of those people. Are shopping at IKEA. Among the Bed Bath & Beyonders, if you happen to be 31, then you represent 29% of the shoppers there. Mm. If you're 31 at Crate & Barrel, you're 12% yeah. of the shoppers there. And Container Store, wait, let's talk outlandish. You ever shop at a Container Store?
I have
it's
not.
It's crazy. No. It's crazy. You go in there, and there's a little Lucite tube for pencils, okay? Oh, look at that. Huh, $27. Isn't that cute?
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. It's just crazy. Yes. But anyway, so this is, I guess, where you should be shopping or shouldn't. For instance, if you're 48 years old, 79% of the people who shop at Home Depot, 48 or younger.
Okay.
Ashley Furniture, if you're 50, you represent only 3% of their shoppers. And if you're 55, then at Lowe's, you represent 44% or more of their shoppers. So that's where people go. So you age out of IKEA pretty much when you get to be 35. So if you still shopping there, fine. and see, but part of it also has to do with, especially if you, I think part of it must include living in a market where you can shop at all of these places.
Sure.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very
because
true.
It's got IKEA, Bed Bath & Beyond, Crate & Barrel, Container Store, Williams-Sonoma, Restoration Hardware, Pier 1, Rooms to Go, Home Depot, Ashley Furniture, and Lowe's. Well, in big cities, they've got all of those.
Right.
In a town like this, we don't. Go ahead.
And plus, I would imagine that they're you know, getting this data based on people who have taken loans for this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, once you reach 35, you're probably less likely to take a loan and more likely to use savings or something like that, I would imagine.
One would hope.
Good
yes,
point.
One would hope. And the other thing is those numbers skew in a place like this because, yeah, we have Bed Bath & Beyond, and yeah, we have Ashley's, and yeah, we have Home Depot and Lowe's, but we don't have, and Pier 1, but we don't have these others. We don't have Williams-Sonoma or the Container Store. So, we're clearly not shopping there because they ain't here.
Yep.
But nonetheless, it does give you an idea of how things do change as you get older and where you want to shop. New Hampshire driver allegedly caught doing almost 100 miles an hour in a snowstorm. 21-year-old idiot's name is Anastasia Hocking.
Okay.
Clocked at doing 91 on Interstate 93 in Concord yesterday morning. Speed limit on that stretch of road is between 55 and 65. I guess she had someplace really important she needed to be. Highway was also covered in hazardous and sloshy snow at the time, thanks to the bad weather. When they questioned her, she explained she was driving fast because she had an appointment to get a new car stereo installed.
Oh, well, that makes it okay.
Yeah, come on. That makes absolutely perfect sense why you would do that. Okay. All right, so we've been talking about money this morning. Which, you know, is a big part of everybody's world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a perfumer has finally captured the elusive aroma of money.
Ooh.
Yeah. Grab a dollar bill and sniff, and what do you smell? I mean, really, what do you smell? Part of it has to do with the age of it. For instance, if it hasn't been circulated much at all, then it's still got that kind of fresh fragrance.
That new money smell.
That new money smell. But as it gets older, and another thing that they don't mention here is the denomination. And a banker pointed this, a bank teller pointed this out to me about a year ago, that it's pretty, you can probably pretty easily get crisp $20 bills and crisp $100 bills and crisp $1 bills. Fives and tens, not so much, because they're not used as much. They don't print as many of them, so they stay in circulation longer.
Makes sense.
And they just kind of get kind of, So as it gets older, you're going to basically smell the grease from people's hands, which kind of reminds you that you ought to wash your hands more often. But a guy named Mark Von Ahn, who is a chemist and a senior perfumer for a German flavor and fragrance company, says he believes he has found the precise blend. Starting with base notes of cotton, soap, and ink, he then adds a few other chemicals. Over 100, as a matter of fact, together. But he said, you know, they spend time in wallets or in handbags or with change in your pocket. So there are a whole lot of things that can bring other smells in there. And then they bump up the smell with a jolt of electricity. I don't know what that does to it, but I guess in some ways that must change the chemistry of it. But after they've done that, then they put that together and they have it stashed away. Now, it's not like they're not making fragrances that you can spray on you if you want to, but they do have that smell that is there and it is available. What the perfumer did was he inserted a bunch of new and used paper money in different denominations, ones, fives, and twenties, into an airtight chamber containing activated charcoal. Like a sponge, the charcoal absorbed the elements that were around the dollars and trapped it so that you could then actually extract what those smells were. That's how they did that.
So crazy. Did it say how much a bottle of this stuff cost?
No, they do. It's out there, and they don't really have it. They say that it's titled Tender, and he said, I will offer it for sale.
Okay.
It'll cost $75,000. He doesn't say how big that thing is, but it'll be out there and available for you.
So if you buy, if you want to smell like money, you won't have any money.
No. There's no reason. No, there's
okay.
no reason you do that. All right, there's a run on pink yarn, apparently, as women across America get ready to march on Saturday for the Women's March in Washington, D.C. And they want to talk about how these handmade pink hats with cat ears, have turned into something of an unofficial uniform for the big march. People are desperately trying to buy yarn to make the hats in time. Access Hollywood interviewed the head of this organization, the crafters or craftivists, as they're calling themselves, knitting and crocheting the hats like crazy so they can have them. They are aiming for 1.7 million hats to flood the march.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Wow.
Organizers say they expect 100,000 hats to have been made and ready for the march, and there will be marches held in all 50 states. Now, there might be a shortage of pink yarn, but my thought is there probably wasn't a hell of a lot of pink yarn before.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people knit pink yarn things.
Doesn't take much to run out of all the pink yarn that's available. I'm just saying. So let's keep everything in perspective here and know that that's the case. All right. So let's see. What did we watch on television last week? Oh, the Steelers and the Chiefs was number one. That's not a surprise. Texans and the Patriots were number one. Now, where is the Dallas game? I would think the Dallas-Green Bay game would
be in
here.
Yeah, it would have been huge. I actually watched it.
Yeah, I know. I watched a little of it, too. I don't know what we're missing. Okay, beyond those, the stuff that's out of the world of sports, number three, Chelsea, This Is Us.
This Is Us.
See, there you go. Number four is Blue Bloods, then the Big Bang Theory, NCIS, Hawaii 5-0. NCIS Los Angeles and the Big Bang Theory. So
This Is Us actually got renewed for two more seasons.
Are you kidding?
Already.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right.
Nice.
That,
it's
that
good,
works.
Y'all.
It
okay,
is.
Well,
it
okay,
is.
Well, all right, we'll have to pick up on that and see. All right, it's 8:24 right now.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Francis Safran SA has agreed to buy cabin interior specialist Zodiac Aerospace for $9 billion, the latest sign of consolidation among suppliers to the world's top plane makers. The deal would make Safran the world's number three aerospace supplier to Airbus and Boeing, behind only United Technologies and GE. The International Energy Agency says OPEC is facing headwinds with rising production from rivals, the latest warning that OPEC's efforts to take barrels out of the market could backfire. The cartel promised in November to throttle back its output by 1.2 million barrels of oil a day, or almost 4%. The Big Mac is getting smaller and bigger. McDonald's is coming out with the Mac Jr. for those who think the Big Mac is too big, and the Grand Mac for those who think it's too small. The Grand Mac adds more beef to the two patties, while the Mac Jr. has just one larger patty, loses the middle bun, but keeps the special sauce. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's your money now.
The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 50-foot by 100-foot building is still under $39,000. Imagine 5,000 square feet for under $39,000. This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. That's as much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late, but you need to call today. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Spacecraft Hygiene. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The NASA Office of Planetary Protection is sort of a high-tech janitorial service, cleaning and checking spacecraft for bacteria and their tough spores. Betsy Pugel is deputy to the Planetary Protection Officer.
So that when something goes to Mars or Enceladus or places that may have life, that we know what we're taking along in terms of a biological load.
But she says no matter how carefully they scrub, some spores manage to survive.
Nature always finds a way. You think you've cleaned something to the nth degree, and somehow, somewhere, there's something that manages to persist.
In fact, the extreme efforts the group takes to disinfect the spacecraft have led to the discovery of new types of super tough microorganisms that survive their efforts, clues to the very sorts of microbes that might live on other worlds. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet to wish you a happy new year. What's the perfect way to ring in your 2017 with an amazing deal on a new car, truck, or SUV? Like a new 2017 Chevrolet Cruze Sedan LT at an incredibly low payment of just $176 a month. That's right, only $176 a month with zero down for a new Chevy Cruze at Tom Light Chevrolet. New year, new deals, and new choices. Over 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs available. Tom Light Chevrolet off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or for the most competitive online pricing around, TomLight.com. Take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on 39-month lease, zero due at signing, no security deposit required, TTL and fees extra. Lease with approved credit, additional charge of 25 cents per mile, over 32,500 miles. Not all will qualify. Expires 1/31/17. See dealer for details.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Good morning, 828. Let's check the weather. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. The Kilgore Insurance Group, 776-1900. Or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, reviews, and approval. Here's the weather, 68 today, and we will get sunshine later on today. They kind of promised that, okay? Mostly clear tonight, 55 will be our low. And sunny skies for tomorrow with a high of 77, up to 70 or around 74 for Saturday. Then it gets breezy and a little bit cooler on Sunday. Sunshine, breezy, and 65 is what we're looking at, then 67. telling us for next Monday. Right now it's 52 degrees. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your locally owned and award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
The Bush Presidential Library is honored to welcome New York Times bestselling author Kate Anderson Brower on February 21st. Kate will discuss different aspects of the public and private world of the White House. She is the author of the best-selling book, The Residence, Inside the Private World of the White House. The program starts at 7 p.m., followed by a reception and book signing. Visit bush41.org and click on the events tab for reservations.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Francis Safran S.A. has agreed to buy cabin interior specialist Zodiac Aerospace for $9 billion, the latest sign of consolidation among suppliers to the world's top plane makers. The deal would make Safran the world's number three aerospace supplier to Airbus and Boeing, behind only United Technologies and GE. The International Energy Agency says OPEC is facing headwinds with rising production from rivals, the latest warning that OPEC's efforts to take barrels out of the market could backfire. The cartel promised in November to throttle back its output by 1.2 million barrels of oil a day, or almost 4%. The Big Mac is getting smaller and bigger. McDonald's is coming out with the Mac Jr. for those who think the Big Mac is too big, and the Grand Mac for those who think it's too small. The Grand Mac adds more beef to the two patties, while the Mac Jr. has just one larger patty, loses the middle bun, but keeps the special sauce. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 50-foot by 100-foot building is still under $39,000. Imagine 5,000 square feet for under $39,000. This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. That's as much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late, but you need to call today. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. 2 months ago, the College Station City Council approved a roadway impact fee on the construction of new homes. While the fee doesn't start until December, the council revisited the issue at its last meeting.
Councilman James Benham repeated his opposition to impact fees and new city regulations requiring more expensive concrete streets and new developments.
Just remember this moment when we added $8,000 to the house price, when we made it unaffordable to buy a home.
Mayor Carl Mooney told Benham there are home buyers who will pay an additional $8,000 so their children can attend College Station public schools.
You've all read about the TEA ratings for school districts. All right, College Station received an A across the board. Mr. Benham, where you live, all right, you chose that because of the neighborhood and the schools that are right there.
Councilwoman Julie Schultz, who identified herself as a member of the College Station School District's Education Foundation, said more poor families are moving away.
It kind of asked the question, so are we just going to have rich kids in our school? You know, that's the only people that are going to afford to be able to live here.
There was no opposition to revisit the roadway impact fee before it starts in December at $750 and doubles the following year. Combined with the start of a roadway maintenance fee on monthly College Station utility bills, those are two revenue sources to help pay for $207 million of street needs in the next 10 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station woman who, according to online Brazos County jail records, has been arrested 25 times since 2003 is now accused of committing three armed robberies in a 30-minute span Tuesday evening. 30-year-old Stacy Lynn Bradshaw of College Station was also arrested for criminal trespassing and several warrants from the sheriff's office. A Bryan School District bus was rear-ended after school yesterday afternoon. DPS reports none of the 12 students on the bus or the bus driver were injured. The driver of a pickup was taken to a Bryan hospital. Troopers were sent to the intersection of Tabor Road and Farm Road, 2776 northeast of Bryan, just after 5 p.m. Troopers were told the bus was moving forward with its yellow lights activated after dropping kids off when it was struck by the pickup. Brazos County commissioners are opposed to the state Supreme Court charging for records that originate at the county level. County Judge Dwayne Peters says this comes after Brazos County paid a lot of money to upgrade its computer software for court records.
If anybody collects a fee out of it, it should be the counties, because they're the ones that spent the money to get the system in place.
In addition to a resolution approved by commissioners, District Court Clerk Mark Hamlin also opposed the Supreme Court's action.
Out of the other 253 other counties in the state, this could be a significant impact on the larger ones, but on the smaller ones just as much or more.
According to the resolution, documents emailed from lawyers to the Supreme Court were supposed to be kept for no longer than 30 days and without further distribution. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 52 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tired of playing chauffeur for your team, but you're not sure how you're going to be able to fit driver's education in with their busy school schedule? Well, with Safeway Driving, you no longer have to wait until summer to get your teen on the road driving safely. Safeway's online courses saves parents 32 trips to the driving school and allows students to work at their pace and on their schedule. With the highest trained instructors in the state, you'll have the peace of mind that comes from knowing your student is getting the best driving training in the industry. Enroll today online, SafewayDriving.com, or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Morning, 8:35. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Storm that brought the rain and thunderstorms to the region yesterday and last night winds down. Some clouds, maybe a leftover shower this morning. Also some areas of patchy fog. It'll start to clear during the afternoon, high 70 to 75. Overnight clear, lows 50 to 55, partly sunny with the potential for a shower late tomorrow, warm 75 to 80. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Showers are possible Saturday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So the computer only does what I tell it to do, so I made it play Dow Jones twice. So we'll take care of Kim Komando in a few minutes, all right? For all you Kim Komando fans, in the meantime, we're going to head over to Austin and District 12 State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us. Good morning. How are you?
Scott, good morning. I'm doing good. Just like always, bad news. I'm still in Austin, ready to get home.
Is it quit raining over there at least?
It is not raining this morning.
That's a
good
thing.
So hopefully the drive over here in a hour or two will be nice.
Yeah, well, I hear you probably got plenty of rain at your place because there's plenty of it over here. That's for sure. Last week we had talked about, and I believe you had a meeting this week, having to do with herbicides that are being used basically out in West Texas by cotton farmers. It's having a negative impact on wine growers, and that does it does impact us because Messina Hoff grows some grapes out there. Tell us a little bit about that meeting and what kind of understanding came out of that.
Absolutely. You know, it's very important to us. The Bonarigos and their operation in College Station or Brazos County is very important, and the wine industry, for that matter, is growing so fast. So I've had the opportunity to meet with the lobbyists for the wine growers and even the national group, but also more importantly, met with some of the cotton growers and the chemical folks just yesterday. We had about an hour and a half meeting. I followed that, before that, I met Monday with TDA to make sure about enforcement and what their plans were with drift and all that. But the good news is it seems like there's an easy solution, and hopefully we won't have to come to the Capitol to file legislation. We'll let the farmers work this out. But these folks have an incredible new cottonseed and herbicides that has a low volatility. It's stable and safe and cannot be applicated with aerial spray and only use certain nozzles. So it will keep this product on the cotton and should ensure a healthy wine crop in the neighbor's fields next door.
Well, that is good news because, again, cotton is king, and it always will be. That's not going to change. But as we become a more diverse agricultural economy, those kind of things, I guess, happen from time to time.
You know, we look at it as cattle and cotton and agriculture in the days past and, you know, wildlife and wine. You know, I remember when the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo added the wildlife and the wine committees and people didn't understand those two segments in agriculture in rural Texas from an economic perspective are growing so fast. I don't know if we said last week, you know, the footprint of vineyards in the panhandle was about 1,000 acres originally, and in 3 to 4 years, we're already north of 10,000 acres of vines up there, which is staggering.
Now, tell me in advance of the legislative session, or maybe even if it's happened since the legislature started, you have a lot of small school districts, and we talked about a couple of them, Hearn and Marlin, that are in your district, that are certainly having some trouble as far as getting their grades up to what they need to bring education to kids. But at the same time, we've found out that there are going to be fewer dollars to be passed around in the budget this year. Have you heard from your superintendents, and what are you hearing from them?
Yes, my superintendents and I have become good friends, and to your point, they're small schools, and they're not only superintendents, you know, they're the maintenance man, they're the bus driver, those guys run that school in and out, and they utilize every dollar, so budget's important, and the A through F grading system, you know, we've been on the phone continuously through the last 3 weeks. We tried to get a meeting with TEA this week, and I think we'll be able to nail that down next week. We'll have a little more time. If you notice, this inauguration has got us in and out of here this week, and our colleagues are headed to D.C., and we weren't able to get a lot done. But hopefully next week I'll have an opportunity to meet with the TEA and get a plan and understanding. And, you know, we talk about committees in the House and Senate. Senate got theirs yesterday. We'll be a little more delayed than them. That's just one of those strategic plays between the two chambers. But important to nail down the public ed chair. And, you know, I think that's between two or three individuals, and we'll be well suited either way. But I'm ready to for the public ed chair to take the lead so we can get behind it and start forging a plan so we can move ahead to help these supers at least know what they've got in the coming up 2 year, coming biennial.
State Representative Kyle Cassell joining us this morning. So now, when will you be able to share with us your committee assignments?
I'll text you as soon as I get them. Okay. You know, it's kind of, you get this age, you know, Christmas is not that exciting, but getting your committees, it will be this year, because I think nobody knows where everybody's going to land. So it's going to shock some people, and it's going to be exciting.
Well, finally, one of the things I'd like to get your thoughts on is the president-elect has finally come up with an agriculture head of the Department of Agriculture. Dang, we had four Texans in there, and he passed by all of them and brought in Sonny Perdue.
Well, we'll talk about Sonny. You know, from a Texas perspective, you got to think we technically got two with Tillerson and former Governor Perry. So we'll take that. And, you know, with Sonny being announced, we actually had the TALL program had an awards banquet last night. And so I thought I was in Brazos County with Chancellor Sharp and Dr. Hussey and the whole crew here.
Sure.
Good to see everybody. Felt home. And, you know, that buzz went around the room really quick as Sonny was announced. You know, the good thing about Sonny, he's a veterinarian, and his brother serves in the Senate for Georgia and sits on the Ag Committee. And so at least the family's very well versed on two sides of agriculture.
Yeah, looking forward to that. State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us every Thursday, and so we'll chat with you next week, all right?
Scott, I look forward to it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. All right. And the interview is archived on our website at WTAW.com. Kayla's here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you, Scott?
Great. You brought a guest along with us.
I sure did. We have Miss Elsie here from our community development department.
Yeah, Elsie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to see you again. What you got for us today?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about our community development advisory committee meeting, which is scheduled for next Wednesday, January 25th at 6 p.m. And that's a regular meeting that we have, public meeting every month. Normally it's on a Thursday, so it's important that we get the message out that the date has changed to next Wednesday, the 25th, and it will be at the Carver Kemp Elementary School, which is 750 Broome Trace in Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our regular meeting where we meet with our committee members and we talk about our ongoing projects, We do receive federal funds, Community Development Block Grant, and Home Investment Partnership. And those funds are provided to the city, to our department, to administer primarily to vulnerable populations such as elderly, disabled, homeless, and low and moderate income populations. So we have several different programs that we operate out of our department, primarily focused on housing assistance for people who own their own homes or who are interested in buying their own home and living within Bryan, within the city limits of Bryan. We also offer a request for proposal to our local nonprofits, and we'll begin that process coming up. So in February, and that provides 15% of our block grant through a competitive process for nonprofits to deliver health and social services. But for the public, we do like for them to come out and listen to our what we have going on, our projects, and provide us feedback about what we're doing. Our committee is always in our community and listening to the needs of our community, but it's always good to have people there and to hear what they have to say.
Sure. And you've been doing this a long time, but some people's change, situation may change in their life that now these are services that they do need. So if, again, when is the meeting?
The meeting is next Wednesday. Okay. That's January 25th at the Carver Kemp Elementary, the new elementary. Well, I call it the new one. Carver Kemp, which is located at 750 Broome Trace in Bryan.
Now, if for some reason they can't make it and they'd like to find out about programs you have and see if they qualify, what do?
They give us a call or drop by the office. We're located at 405 West 28th Street in Bryan, or you can call 209-5175.
Okay. Thanks, Elsie. I appreciate that.
Thank
what
you.
Else you got for us?
Sure. So if you want to learn even more about the community development department, we have our first Lunch and Learn of the Year on Tuesday, January 31st. That is held at the City Hall, the City of Bryan Municipal Office Building, from noon to 1. It's a free lunch, so you've got to come out. Our theme this time is homemade, building from scratch, so the meal will match. We would invite you to come out and learn more about what the Community Development Department does. If you know a student that's looking for a really awesome experience, BTU is accepting essays to select for the Government in Action Youth Tour. So this is a week-long experience for local students to explore Washington, D.C. So if you know someone who might be interested, they'll be going from June 7th to June 16th. You can go to BTUutilities.com for the online application process and get it in, because they're only going to select a few. And then also, if you want to join the Bryan Police Department, we're still accepting applications. So,
all right. Lots of stuff going on.
We got lots of stuff going on. Indeed, we do.
There you go. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You went visit with folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. It's our community segment on WTAW.
Think for a moment how overwhelming smartphone apps have become. There's at least one to do anything you can imagine. Now, try and guess how much time and money we spent on smartphone apps last year, and get ready for some incredible numbers. Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. In 2016, smartphone users around the world used 900 billion hours of their lives on smartphone apps. That's about 2.5 weeks of 24-hour days. Of course, not every smartphone owner uses apps, so Pokemon players, for instance, spent literally weeks on their phones. And all that translates into money, big money, $90 billion last year alone. And that number will jump to $190 billion by the year 2020. So if you have an idea for an app, the field is wide open, and there are fortunes just waiting to be harvested. And by the way, a new free Kim Commando app is coming soon. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this, cartridge-free printing. That's right, Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless all-in-one printer, high-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey. Katie Scott in the studio for March of Dimes, and
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right at all. All right, here we go.
Tired of playing chauffeur for your team, but you're not sure how you're going to be able to fit driver's education in with their busy school schedule? Well, with Safeway Driving, you no longer have to wait until summer to get your teen on the road driving safely. Safeway's online courses saves parents 32 trips to the driving school and allows students to work at their pace and on their schedule. With the highest trained instructors in the state, you'll have the peace of mind that comes from knowing your student is getting the best driving training in the industry. Enroll today online, SafewayDriving.com, or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8375.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
849 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, exercises that will take inches off your waistline. Okay, we've got seven of them. Well, there's 10, but I'm not going to do 10. Actually, I'm going to wait. But what do you know what burpees are? Do you know what burpees
oh,
are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right, tell me, what are burpees?
Well, okay. Well, from what I understand, I don't know if there's a different kind of definition for burpees, but it's kind of like an air raid, I believe, where, you know, you're kind of running in place, and then at a call, you go down and you jump out and do into a plank and do a push-up and get back up and run.
Oh, okay.
You just keep doing that.
Sure. Yeah, I remember doing that in football. Yeah, that wasn't much fun. Hello.
Speaking of football, Sonny Perdue.
Yeah.
Spent 2 years at Warner Robins where Sonny actually played football.
Uh-huh.
And my brother was on the team with him.
Oh, really? Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. And I entered A&M in 62 and had to leave.
Oh, I got
anyway,
you. Yeah.
Anyway, happy Confederates Memorial Day to you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I appreciate that. That wasn't on my calendar for today. We were just talking about Sonny Perdue. He's going to be the Ag Secretary. Which is the Department of Agriculture is really interesting because there, and it makes sense why it took so long to get this done, because that is a ginormous job now that impacts lots of folks, because you think about the Department of Agriculture as being crops and that kind of thing, and yeah, that's part of it, but most of it is food stamps.
Mm-hmm. See,
that's what they do. And so you gotta have a lot of different, you got to have a lot of knowledge on a wide, wide horizon to be able to handle that job.
Yep.
Hello?
Hey, I'm hearing all the time about these school districts that are opposed to being graded A through F.
Yes.
And I don't understand it in the age of transparency why they're so afraid of being graded like that.
Well, yeah, okay, that's fine. I think I'm going to try to answer them in that to try to put one metric or one template on top of something as diverse as public education, even in a state not even like Texas, much smaller, is really difficult because there's so many variables. And I'm not saying that they should have anything that they should be able to hide behind. Hello?
Hi, this is Skid Moore again.
Yes.
I retired from the Department of Agriculture, whatever, U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you how much paperwork is involved in that agency and all the stuff they do out in the rural area. The rural people work their tails off out there. They're really, really good. When they consolidate the stuff, the paperwork gets mind-boggling.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. I can. Yeah, thank you. I can imagine. It's and again, they touch a lot of people. You know, EPA doesn't touch people.
Mm-hmm.
The things they do influence people or our lives, but the Department of Agriculture is in touch with a whole lot of people. Go back to schools for a minute. I mean, and look, I pay a lot in school taxes. We all do. I mean, if you're paying taxes, you're paying taxes to your schools, and there's a lot of money involved in there, and it goes in a lot of different places. And no, I don't understand necessarily why we can't end up with kids who know how to spell when they get out, because there are a lot of them who don't. But part of that problem still goes back to the home life. And I'm sorry, mm-hmm. most people won't say it. Most people in education don't want to talk about, look, you're bringing me this stuff, this kid who has behavioral problems, who doesn't think education's important, and you want me to fix them. Well, you know, I can't do that because you're the one who got them in this situation when they got here. Or they just come out of a situation, environment, that the kids had no control over that does not make them ready to learn.
Right.
We talked about this earlier this morning. President, when he's an ex-president, has a great opportunity to be in touch with kids who come from homes where education is not very important. And he can elevate those people and get them to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to WTAW.com, if the person who called in is still listening, and you search our site, just type in TEA. One of the articles is, you know, that we released a couple weeks ago or a week ago, TEA releases those preliminary grades that they're looking at implementing. You'll see Bryan ISD's response and College Station ISD's response to those preliminary grades. And Bryan really goes into depth about why they don't like this. And I had a really long conversation with Brandon Webb, one of the spokesmen for BISD.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a really great job. And that's what he said. It's so hard to just say we don't like it without really fleshing it out and telling people all of the different things. I mean, they're graded on four different divisions,
right,
so to say. And one of them is post-secondary readiness. So how ready are you? Well, elementary school kids, the only thing they can base their post-secondary readiness on is attendance.
Yeah.
And so you're saying, okay, my kid who maybe missed a couple days because he's sick but has straight A's is going to be rated lower than the kid who comes every day and sleeps through class.
Right.
So, and that's one very, very, like, minuscule factor, but that was just one example of kind of how this system is used.
I know there are a lot of people who are concerned that they're paying a lot and their kids are not getting a good education. Mm-hmm. I got that. I know what you mean. But part of it also is that you've got boys and girls in Austin who think just because they hold elective office, they know more about everything.
Right.
Yep.
And that's not the case. It's just not the case. And look, the Texas Commissioner of Education, ahead of the preliminary numbers that came out, said, we don't like the system. He's the one who said it. He said that. In addition to the chorus of superintendents and school districts who are saying this. So they know this is not even perfect. Now, that brings up another question. Why are we putting something that's just as flawed in place? I can't answer that one for you. But mm-hmm. know that there are a whole lot of people who think they're specialists on this, who think they have a way to measure it, and it's just there's so many variables.
Yeah. Yep.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-480-5681. That's 800-480-5681. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-480-5681. 800-480-5681.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. The IRS will not accept tax returns until January 23rd, even if you mail it. Come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Asking for help is one of the hardest things to do, so don't ask. Just call 800-667-HELP. Your confidential call to Better Addiction Care will match you with the facility that's best for you. And here's good news. FMLA will give you up to 3 months off work to start your recovery. Addicts have three options: prison, death, or recovery. Make the right choice. Call Better Addiction Care now. 800-667-HELP. That's 800-667-HELP.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. A couple of minutes till. Okay, so we got sidetracked because Chelsea was off on another paper route. We were doing exercises that will help you take inches off your waistline. We started with burpees.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
They're the worst.
Kettlebell workouts.
Okay, kettlebell.
Yeah. Kettlebell. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yep. That's right. Okay. Oh, really? Those things? Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. You can do a lot with kettlebells.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Hiking. All right.
Okay.
Rowing. Running. Climbing. And number one climbing. Is swimming.
Okay,
swimming, if you want to do that. So
yeah,
that's,
okay.
So there, that's how to do your weight, take care of your waistline. Short exercise sessions may help decrease inflammation. New study found that just 20 minutes of moderate exercise may dampen inflammation in the body. WebMD.com says that it suggests that exercise doesn't have to be tremendously hard for you to see health benefits from it. There are a lot of things, especially as you get older. Things like muscle tone and flexibility are just as important, okay? Mm-hmm. Just keep your joints moving.
Yep.
And then you can, you know, you're not going to feel as old. You'll still be able to do things that you could years before, and, you know, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, let me see. We had the People's Choice Awards last night.
Did we?
Yeah. See, that's what I mean.
Apparently, right. They kept the politics out of it, I heard.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm glad to hear that. Hello.
Talking about exercises, which one's best? One qualification you need to make about swimming is it's great for burning calories, but it's terrible for increasing bone density.
Oh.
All the women out there worried about osteoporosis, it's not a good choice for them.
Interesting. Thank you.
What was that, swimming, he said?
Yeah, swimming. Oh. Yeah, while it does some exercise, it doesn't necessarily help with your bone density. So, all right, let me see. Favorite TV show, Outlander? Really?
Oh, okay. I'd heard about this, okay. But I'm not.
Okay, TV comedy show, Big Bang Theory. Mm. Comedy actor would be Jim Parsons.
Sheldon.
Yeah. Actress would be Sofia Vergara.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Modern Family.
Yep. There you are. Favorite Netflix.